Argentine 面向世界。
Rai, Argentine vers le monde.
Rai, Argentina to the world.
Rai, 世界に向けて Argentine.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentina al mundo.
Rai, Argentinian in the world.
Rai.
Hello and welcome to a new edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior. This is the international service of the Argentine Radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, Miami Radio International. This show is on the frequency 5850 kilohertz, Mondays to Fridays.At 10:30 p.m. UTC time, that's a frequency, as I said, of WRMI Miami Radio International. You can also listen to us on internet, rae.com.ar or RAE app that you can download for free and listen to us on your mobile device. My name is Fernando Farias, and together with sound technician Maxi Urquiza, we'll be bringing you this show of RAE for Tuesday, April 9, 2024.We're going to have, as usual, the news, sports, and we'll be talking about climate change in Argentina with a guest. If you want to get in touch with us, send an email to qslrai@gmail.com or a letter to Maipú Street 555, and then, of course, Buenos Aires, Argentina. You can send reception reports both ways, and...Listen to us, as I said, on internet via our app that you can download for free. Let us begin now with the news. These are the headlines. Argentina may send military aid to Ukraine, says President Milei. Venezuelans, sheltering in the Argentine embassy in Caracas received a safe conduct to leave the country. The Argentine government is preparing to restore income tax for workers.Crisis in Haiti, political leaders agree to form a transitional council. Scientists announce the discovery of a bird flu outbreak in Antarctica. The Boca Estudiantes match suspended because a player suffered a seizure will be completed on Friday.Argentina could send military aid to Ukraine to help that country in its war against Russia. This was revealed by Argentine President Javier Milei in an interview. It is something that our Minister of Defense, Luis Petri, is discussing with Ukrainian authorities, he said. The governments are in contact. We are going to help them in any way we can, Mr. Milei told CNN Radio.In addition, the head of state announced that Argentina will host a Latin American forum for the defense of Ukraine at the request of that nation's president Volodymyr Zelensky. It is worth remembering that Mr. Zelensky was one of the leaders who attended Milei's inauguration back on December 10 in Buenos Aires City. Moreover, in the interview, the president defended yesterday the installation of a joint naval base with the U.S. in Ushuaia, Tierra del Fuego province. My ally is the United States, whether they are Democrats or Republicans, he remarked. According to him, the announcement of the base is the greatest act of sovereignty in the last 40 years since, he explained, it backs up our claim to Antarctica. He also said that it is the first step.To begin thinking about the recovery of the Malvinas Islands, although, he clarified, through diplomatic means. Milei's government is negotiating a new reform package with governors and lawmakers following the collapse of the so-called omnibus law back in February. According to several media reports, a new bill will be sent to Congress on Tuesday after an agreement was reached on the restoration of the income tax. This tax had been eliminated for wage earners last year during the administration of former President Alberto Fernández. According to these versions, the tax will return with a new monthly income floor of 1.8 million pesos for unmarried workers. That amount is the equivalent in dollars of 1,800 a month. For married employees with two children, the floor would be $2,200 a month. A group of Spanish scientists claim to have discovered an outbreak of bird flu in Antarctica. An expedition spent a month scouring the Weddell Sea and the Antarctic Peninsula and found dozens of carcasses of skuas that analysis shown had died from the disease. This was informed by Antonio Alcamí, a virologist at the Severo Ochoa Molecular Biology Center in Madrid, and who was a part of the group that traveled to Antarctica. The White Continent was the only one free of this pathogen, which hit South America hard last year. Hundreds of sea lions died from the disease in 2023, and their bodies washed up on the beaches of Peru, Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, and Brazil. The Venezuelan government has granted safe conduct to the six opposition members that were sheltering in the Argentine embassy of Caracas. This was confirmed by a Venezuelan government source quoted by Reuters, who revealed, "We are waiting for Argentina to take them to Buenos Aires." The safe conduct, the official said, were granted on humanitarian grounds. The opposition figures entered the embassy in March after being accused by a Venezuelan court of conspiracy. But they deny these charges and claim they are persecuted by the government of President Nicolas Maduro. Among those in asylum at the diplomatic seat in Caracas are collaborators of former presidential candidate Corina Machado. The latter was disqualified from running in this year's elections, despite having won the opposition primaries by a landslide. In Haiti, an agreement was reached to form a transitional council which will be in charge of the government for 22 months. The body will reportedly include representatives of the main political parties. Its main objective will be to restore order in the Caribbean country, which has been plunged into chaos and violence. For months, several areas of the territory have been under the control of gangs that are terrorizing the civilian population. In addition to fighting criminals, the council will aim to organize general elections by the year 2026, which would be the first in a decade. The Haitian government has been leaderless since the resignation of former Prime Minister Ariel Henry last month. Henry, in turn, had succeeded President Jovenel Moïse, who was assassinated in his home by mercenaries back in 2021. And now, sports. The suspended match between Estudiantes de La Plata and Boca will be completed next Friday, according to the Argentine Football Association. On March 17, 17 minutes into the first half, Estudiantes' Chilean player Javier Altamirano suffered convulsions. For that reason, captains and coaches of both teams agreed to suspend the match. Friday's game is a key match in the League Cup, as both teams have a chance of advancing to the quarterfinals. Let us listen now to a little bit of music after the news. I love this track by La Mississippi. It's about San Cajetan, the patron saint of labor. And this is a story about meeting a girl in the line to enter the church and thank San Cayetano. Thank you.
si è San Casetano, sentata muy temprano en la vereda, perdida entre la gente, en medio de una larga procesión. Y en ese loco torbellino, borracho como un vino, me dejó. Porque vi sus ojos negros y todo el mundo pronto desapareció. No, San Casetano, yo te pedí una mano y no un amor. Exótica y hermosa, pero excesivamente religiosa. Rezaba todo el día y no tenía tema de conversación. Aguanté por unos días casi todas sus manías, pero yo no soy lo que se dice exactamente un santo de su devoción. No, San Casetano, yo te pedí una mano y no un amor. Y otra copa, compañero, que mientras yo le cuento la historia de otro amor que no duró. Una tarde de domingo que se fue a San Cayetano, no volvió. Esto fue hace mucho tiempo, pero ya cambiamos de conversación. San Casetano, yo te pedí una mano y no un amor.
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けて Argentine.
RAI, Argentina au mundo.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
RAI, Argentinian in die Welt.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
Okay, let us listen to a little more music. There is another great track by... Divididos that I'd like to share with you, a classic from the, I think this song is from the late 1990s or early 2000s, something like that. It's a huge classic, and it's one of these tracks that generations of Argentines know by heart. No, everybody knows this track, and when you gather around a bonfire, somebody's got a guitar, usually maybe somebody calls for, let's play something that everybody knows by heart. Let's play one that we all know, a popular song. And this song we're going to play definitely qualifies in that category, especially the chorus that everybody knows. And it's called Espagueti del Rock, Rock Spaghetti.
Pistones de un curioso motor, humanidad. viejos de este amor que va. Memoria hostil de un tiempo de paz, sin paz. Narices frías de una noche atrás.
RAI, Argentine vers le monde.
RAI, Argentina to the world.
RAI, 世界に向けてアルゼンチン。
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
La RAI, Argentina al mondo.
RAI, Argentinian in the world.
RAI, Argentina al mundo.
And today we've got a fully music-oriented show because after these two classic rock tracks, we're gonna have more music, but this time new music with our regular segment New Argentine Sounds that is produced and presented by our good friend Hernán Espejo from National Rock FM. That's across the hall. It's one of the stations operating, broadcasting from this building located in central Buenos Aires. Once a week, Hernán brings a record. I like that word, even though it's not an actual truth. He doesn't bring a record, he brings a file, a digital file, for us to discover some new music as part of this regular segment. Welcome, Hernán.
Hello, farewell. Every different system that humanity invented, it's the purpose is the same.
Exactly.
To bring out some emotions.
You're not a fundamentalist of vinyl records. I only listen to music on a physical recipient.
No. I prefer the song is the master.
Totally agree. I am of that doctrine.
It doesn't depend on the song, not the format. As an old song that the Rolling Stones used to sing, that called "The Song, Not the Singer." Well,
this is the song, not the format.
This is my motto: the song, not the format. And talking about emotions, well, the song that I wanted to present to you, it's called "Emocionalmente Tuya." It means emotionally yours,
exactly.
From a feminine perspective, because we are talking about Juliana Gatas. She's the singer, one of the singers of a duo, a really successful duo in the whole Ibero-American countries, I guess, because they play in Spain too. They're called Miranda, and they started in 2001. And the idea since the beginning of that duo was to bring some, lightweight pop entertainment, some design pop entertainment, kind of cheesy in some ways, kind of kitsch, kind of camp. I don't know.
These concepts, they go back and forth. It depends on which year.
Exactly.
What is corny and tacky in 2005 is cool and chic in 2020.
Exactly. Synth pop is back, and they were kind of pioneers here in Argentina of that kind of sound, a synthetic sound. First they started somehow as a band, then as a duo, and they kept the duo format, even if they have more musicians when they play live. They have 9 studio records. They are very popular, as I told you. The kind of kitchen sink dramas, bedsit dramas, lyrics about couples having problems, having infidelities, having that's the main
people can relate
subject matters that Miranda used to sing about during this whole century, even, because they started in 2001. But well, Ale Sergi, the other guy in the band, the other part of the duo, with his falsetto voice, made some not solo records, but participated with Marcelo Moura, a guy from Virus, a great pop band here from Argentina from the 80s. They made a duo record, then they made another band called Meteoros with Cachorro López, the producer we talked about
two weeks ago.
And Julieta Venegas, who's a great Mexican singer that lives in Buenos Aires part of the year. But the other part of the duo, Juliana Gatas, she never released some music on its own. And finally, last year, 2023, she started releasing some of the songs that finally found a way into her full debut. The debut is called Maquillada en la Cama. I don't know how to traduce that. Full makeup in bed.
Yeah, with full makeup in bed.
Exactly. Well, some of the songs, the 8 songs are produced by Alex Anwanter, a great singer and producer from Chile. Some of the singles that were released were, for example, Borracha en un Baño Ajeno, Drunk
in somebody else's bathroom.
And then the one that I wanted to show you, called Emocionalmente Tuya, Emotionally Yours, try to bring in out some midlife sensuality.
Okay, let's go for it.
Desde niña siento
Okay, this is the new song by Juliana Gatas, the female voice in the very popular duo Miranda. This is actually her solo debut, Maquillada en la cama, with full makeup in bed,
exactly.
Or something like that. And this song, which isn't the first single, you said it was the third.
She released three singles. One is the one that gives the album its title, Maquillada en la cama. Then another one that we laughed about, the Borracha en un baño ajeno, drunk in somebody else's bathroom.
And this is Emotionally Yours.
Emotionally Yours is the third single. The album has 8 tracks, and I don't know if she's gonna present it live, or maybe it's just a
side project,
laboratory thing.
Okay, and this is the new stuff by Juliana Gatas, her first solo music. You can check out this track, Emotionally Yours, on streaming platforms, YouTube. You can also discover her music with Miranda, which is actually the springboard for her. This is what the group that made her famous. And you can also listen to new music every week on RAE as part of this cycle called New Argentine Sounds that is presented and produced by Hernán Espejo. Hernán, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Fer.
See you next week.
Bye bye.
RAE, Argentina al mundo. RAE, Argentina 面向世界.
RAE, Argentine vers le monde.
RAE, Argentina to the world.
RAE, 世界に向けて Argentina.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
La RAE, Argentina al mondo.
RAE, Argentinian in the world.
RAE, Argentina al mundo.
Before signing off, let's go over the headlines again. Argentina may send military aid to Ukraine, says President Milei. Venezuelans sheltering in the Argentine embassy in Caracas received safe conduct to leave the country. The government is preparing to restore income tax for workers. Crisis in Haiti, political leaders agree to form a transitional council. Scientists announce the discovery of a bird flu outbreak in Antarctica. The Boca Estudiantes match, suspended because a player suffered convulsions, will be completed next Friday. This way we come to the end of today's edition of RAE, Radio Difusión Argentina al Exterior, which was operated by sound technician Maxi Urquiza and hosted by yours truly, Fernando Farias. This show in English is aired on the frequency 5850 kHz, Mondays to Fridays at 10:30 p.m. UTC time, a frequency of WRMI Miami Radio International. You can also listen to us on internet, rae.com.ar, or via our app for mobile devices, Digital RAE. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.